Hi, I'm Brian Kramer, Associate Editor with SearchCIOMidMarket.com. I'm here today with Jerome Wendt, Lead Analyst and President of DCIGInc.com. Jerome, thanks for being here.
No problem, Brian. Thanks for the introduction this morning.
Today, Jerome and I are going to talk about green IT in your data center and whether or not CIOs can implement it and what effect it'll have on the bottom line. Let's jump right into it. First question, Jerome. How can a CIO in the mid-market financially justify making their data center greener?
Well, Brian, I think one of the, there's a couple ways right now that CIOs can really justify it. First off, one of the things I see is you want to look at reduce the number of servers needed by, and you can do this by implementing virtualization. One thing that's happened over the years is, every time it just seems like to be this equation of, if you need an application, you buy a server to host the information or host the application to do it, and you also buy storage to go along with it. Well, what's happened is that over the years, you've got this incredible amount of servers and storage that's sitting in your infrastructure. So by virtualizing servers and your storage, you can greatly reduce your footprint in your data center. The next thing you do is, as you begin to virtualize it, you can also use a new technology called deduplication, and that reduces the amount of data stored in your data center. And what deduplication does is it identifies that many applications or many servers have the exact same information on, whether it's the operating system, whether it's production data that's used for testing and development. But when you back all that data up, there's incredible amounts of data that's exactly the same. Well, deduplication eliminates that redundancy, but it also eliminates the amount of storage that you need to store the data. So as a result, you have less data and you have less machines on which you need to store it. And finally, a practical step you can take is cool what is in the data center. You can cool that more efficiently. What I would recommend is coming up with, take advantage of some new technologies that are out there. It's just a better understanding of how air flows through the data center. And by doing this, by setting up what's called hot-cold rows in the data center, where you have basically the front of your servers facing one another, forcing air between them, and then as you blow up air between those servers, it basically sucks the air back and exhausts it out the back end. And also you can use better cabling techniques as well. So rather than running cables under your raised floors, run them above the cabinets. That allows air to flow more clean or more easily underneath your raised floors, and it also makes it easier to drop cables down and run them out to the different servers out on your data center floor.
A quick follow-up to that, Jerome. With all of that technology we just discussed, how can a CIO in the mid-market realize ROI with it?
The best way to do it is probably just when you're doing a refresh of these technologies. Basically, companies look to refresh these servers every couple of years. So you're going to lower your support costs by doing that. You're not going to need enough people necessarily to manage the infrastructure. You're going to probably lower your maintenance costs as well, because you won't need so many servers, you won't need so much hardware, you won't need so many licenses. I mean, probably a big place you need to look is for your software licensing costs, whether it's operating systems, backup software, because your monitoring lets your licensing costs should go down as well. So those are some practical places you can look to lower your infrastructure and lower your costs and lower your ROI.
But how does that make the data center go green?
Virtualizing your infrastructure, you reduce your footprint in your infrastructure, and you have less servers and less storage. But in the meantime, as you're reducing your footprint and you're reducing the amount of cooling you have, you're saving money. Not only you're saving money, but you're also making yourself, you're also creating yourself a greener data center as well.
You mentioned virtualization. I want to talk about that for a second.
Sure.
Virtualization is a hot technology right now. What should be virtualized in the data center, and when is the right time for a CIO to do it?
What you should probably virtualize, I kind of mentioned a couple things right at the outset. Servers and storage are two obvious places to look right now for virtualizing your infrastructure. But I say specifically, you probably want to look at your Windows servers and Linux servers. Be a little bit more cautious about tackling any higher end Unix systems. I've heard some reports that in those regards, where if you try to and when you specifically look to virtualize those, you want to look at web servers. You may want to look to virtualize applications that do not have a lot of activity on them. You just don't want to haphazardly go in there and just virtualize everything. So server and storage is the same way. Many times when you create an application and virtualize it, you want to make sure that the utilization of that storage, what that means, maybe it's 20% to 30% of the storage is actually being used. You want to get, and it has fairly low performance characteristics in the sense that it's not a high write I/O or high throughput application. From what I'm hearing, those do not virtualize very well. So basically, it just wants to be lower performing servers that are just basically taking advantage of your floor space and are not, you know, are not very easy to manage. In terms of the right time to do it, you know, one thing you want to look at, you know, especially if you have a lot of servers in your data center, I mean, you know, you can go out there if you're, all your data center, if all your cabinets are full, that's a, you know, probably a pretty good indication that virtualization is a, that there's probably room there for virtualization and you can bring it into your data center. And really the best way to look at, you know, it can help your data center go green by, you know, just the fact that you have less servers and storage in your infrastructure. So it just basically reduces your footprint, less cooling, less hardware you need to buy to support your existing applications, and it all ends up with just being a much you know, much smaller footprint and, you know, less cost to you in terms of managing your data center.
You mentioned storage. I want to talk about that for a second.
Sure.
What role does storage resource management software play in monitoring the efficiency of a data center?
Well, what data center, or what SRM software does, or storage resource management software does, is it helps you just quantify what you have in your data center before you start your any virtualization product. Essentially, it helps you visualize what you already have, and I think that's, you know, a big problem in most in many data centers. You don't really know exactly what you have, or what if, or if you can see, or even can see the number of servers out there, you don't know exactly for sure what applications are running on it. Well, new SRM software can help you quantify what operating systems are out there, what databases are on there, so you can really sort of get your handle as far as, okay, how much am I really going to save as I go into this, as I start to build a green data center and reduce the footprint in my data center. So what it does is essentially it, and what some of the newer products do is essentially they're agentless installs. So you basically just put a server out there, or you can even run that on an existing virtual machine if you already have VMware or something like that implemented, and just install it on a virtual machine. It begins to crawl your network, and essentially it creates benchmarks as far as what you have in your infrastructure. So like I said earlier, it tells you how many operating systems you have, how many actually servers you have, what databases you have running out there. So it helps you, you know, just establish what makes sense to virtualize and what doesn't. And then what you can do is by using the SRM software, it creates reports that helps you, you know, identify, okay, here's actually what my savings are actually going to be, because I know I can virtualize, you know, these 100, 200 physical machines down to, you know, 5, 10 physical machines that are actually, you know, running, you know, 10 to 20 virtual machines on each one. And it also helps you quantify which physical machines to consolidate onto, you know, which of these new virtual servers you're creating. So, which, you know, which one of these applications that I put on which physical machines. So essentially, that's how it's going to help you. It's basically just going to help you understand what you have in your infrastructure, and it's going to help you, you know, pinpoint, you know, what's the best way to optimize my existing infrastructure in your really smallest possible footprint I can without impacting the application owners.
One other topic that comes up in green data center discussions is outsourcing.
Yeah.
So what data center roles can CIOs outsource?
I say right now probably the big one you want to be looking at outsourcing is backup. Backup technology has come a long way in the last few years, where backup providers have are what we're calling managed service providers, or MSPs, have really matured in the last few years, where they can essentially, you know, they also have like agentless technologies now. They can come in, they can non-disruptively back up your environment in the sense that you don't have to, you know, reboot servers to put agents on them. And you can just really offload the whole backup management thing onto them. So more and more companies are looking to go to disk to back data up. So you don't even have to bring disk in. You can use these new applications or these agentless backup products to come in. They will actually, you know, grab the data in your infrastructure, back it up, and move it off site. So that's one place where you can look at. Again, it's not a perfect fit for everyone, but if, you know, it's something you can definitely take a look at. The other thing you might want to look at in terms of backing up is just really the monitoring of your data center, whether it's, application monitoring or alert monitoring, rather than having, and the way that saves is not so much in your data center itself, it's just the, you know, the floor space required to, you know, to host that specific space in your data center. You don't necessarily, there are specific skills you have to learn, specific things you need to know. By outsourcing those specific applications to a third party, they can actually probably provide you a higher level of monitoring and reporting and alerting that you might have with your own data center staff. And as applications get more complex, they should, you know, the third party should have, you know, the right tools and the right expertise to be able to come in there and just help you deal with that in a more efficient manner.
So then what's the benefit of outsourcing in terms of green IT?
In terms of the backup area, you just, again, you basically free up that floor space. You don't need to manage it. You don't necessarily need to truck stuff on and off from your data center. So really just eliminate that whole management process that you need to do on a day-to-day basis in terms of using, like, again, with using the backup. It also, like I was talking about data reduction with deduplication, most of these products now incorporate deduplication into their technology. So, it, you know, not only does it eliminate the need for you to manage the process and bring in new hardware, or, you know, try to keep using your existing hardware, you can basically essentially get rid of most of that, all of your existing hardware, so it frees up floor space, power savings, and cooling and all that. But it also, because it's using deduplication, it doesn't need that big a footprint when you bring it in, and you also eliminate the energy costs with moving the data back and forth as well.
All right, Jerome, last question for you. Bottom line, are green data centers and green computing feasible? There's been a lot of lip service about green IT, but little action. Will the upfront cost of the technology required ultimately pay off in bottom line benefits for the CIO?
Well, that's really a loaded question. my belief is that it can, but I think you really need a solid game plan for you to pull it off. There's been some recent stories out there where, you know, people have made green IT centers, or they've consolidated by using their servers and storage more efficiently and virtualizing, which, you know, is a result of consolidation and virtualization. You know, they've reduced their power savings. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the benefits, but I think, you know, some of the things that, you know, CIOs really need to be aware of is the business still runs based upon, you know, the applications you run and how you run your business. So you just need to make sure that as you're doing this, you have a really solid game plan that you can execute, and you got the people behind you to do it, and that they have the right training and the right expertise in order to pull it together. Because even if you do reduce, you know, I mean, I think absolutely you can reduce your footprint in terms of servers and storage and virtualize everything. You just need to make sure you have a game plan in which to manage this environment, because, you know, in many respects, it does become more complex. You may not know what you have, and it, because it is all virtual now. So it just becomes more complex and more difficult to understand as far as, you know, what applications are running where and when they're running, and even what resources they're using on the back end. So there's definitely benefits from, you know, reducing your footprint, but you just have to make sure you have a plan in place to manage it, control it once you have this new virtual environment in place.
Jerome, thanks for your time today.
No problem. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate the opportunity.
For more information on green IT and green data centers, visit us online at searchciomidmarket.com. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon.